Pudding.
Welcome to Czech Books, and we start with a sonata, Dada style. That was none other than Kurt Schwitters, one of the legends of the Dada movement, with a recording of his Sonate in Urlauten, or Sonata in Primeval Tones. It's a happening in sound, a classic Dada moment, anarchic, iconoclastic, theatrical, and comic. As is well known, Dada was born in Zurich in February 1916, when Hugo Ball and Emmy Hennings launched the Cabaret Voltaire. This was a time when World War I had brought many artists to the city. The Dadaists like to describe their work as anti-art, defying the prevailing artistic conventions and passionately opposing the war. Their impact on art, writing and theatre is felt to this day. So what does all this have to do with the Czech Republic? The answer is more than we might think. The recent Prague Writers' Festival looked at Dada from a specifically Czech perspective, with several distinguished academics and writers discussing, with a very un-Dadaistic seriousness, the Czech relevance of one of the 20th century's great explosions in the arts. Dada is rarely associated with Prague, but the Dadaists did come to the city. Czech students were writing about Dada as far back as 1919. Raoul Hausmann and Richard Hülsenbeck, two of the founding proponents of Dada, toured the country in 1920. In 1921, Hausmann returned along with Kurt Schwitters, and the two performed phonetic poems in Prague, much to the bewilderment of the cultural establishment. Dada came to fascinate several of the key Czech cultural theorists and artists of the time, including the hugely influential Karel Tiger, who wrote at some length on the subject. Czechoslovakia had only just come into being and was very keen to embrace the new. And as we'll be hearing in a little while, there are plenty of other, more unexpected and less direct Czech Dada links. But it is fair to say that Dada itself never really caught on in this country and always remained marginal, while many other isms took hold. To discuss the complex and little-known history of Czech Dada, I spoke with Jindřich Toman, a Czech academic now teaching at the University of Michigan, who has devoted years to studying the art and culture of Czechoslovakia in the 1920s and 30s, and was one of the key speakers at the Prague Writers' Festival.
There was really no Dada in the strict sense, and so many researchers, critics, and so on were asking why wasn't there any Czech Dada or something like that. I think that's a very wrong question, basically, because by the time Dada started spreading, it started dying anyway. So Dada is 1916, Zurich, before that maybe in New York, before the war, very briefly. It's a kind of a set of episodes. The idea of becoming a Dadaist in 1922-23-24 in Prague, I think that would have been a very provincial idea, just like picking up some new fad from the West and bringing it in, while in the West it's already kind of being recycled, basically, or on sale.
Wouldn't it also be fair to say that at the time, this was when Czechoslovakia had just come into existence, the country was in a state of flux, there were other concerns on people's minds, maybe that the very process of I suppose, nation building was so central in the, shall we say, the national consciousness that maybe that there wasn't space for Dada.
You know, the cultural and political scene was very lively, and there were all sorts of segments, and they did not necessarily move all in the same line. I would say that Dada, like in Berlin, in Switzerland during the war, in Paris, was a kind of a carnival. It was a very bubbling, critical, aggressive thing. And the Czech avant-garde noticed that. While there was no Dada, there was a lot of interest in it. And much of the 1920s then, but not only here, also in Germany, is a certain nostalgia about the real Dada. And it's, in a way, a nostalgia about the carnival, about those days that are reserved for these big things where you can take airs and jumps and liberties and everything. The traces remained very strong, and that's the mood of Dada. And these revolts in the spirit of Dada were coming back again and again. You know, there were pop art, many people said that is very similar to Dada. Postmodern philosophy, many elements in postmodernism kind of have really provocative, scandalistic, dadaistic quality. So Dada resurges every, I would say, on a cycle of 20 years ever again.
And one of the things that's been pointed out at this festival is that one of the founding fathers of Dadaism, Walter Zerner, actually came from this country, from what was then Bohemia, what became Czechoslovakia.
Yes, he was born in Karlsbad, Karlovy Vary, that's right. And he turned out to be a total Bohemian in the other sense, though. I think it was, for a very long time, it was absolutely impossible even to track his or to outline his biography. He was a dandy. He continued the tradition of dandyism of the turn of the century. Very provocative. And it turned out that he lived in Prague, actually, in the late 30s, that he returned to Czechoslovakia. And unfortunately, he and his wife were deported, and they indeed disappeared, but probably in Auschwitz.
So they came back in the late 1930s and had the misfortune of being in Czechoslovakia when the Nazis marched in.
It seems that they tried to emigrate, but they have just not succeeded in that.
And one of the things that intrigued me when I was reading about Dada in Czechoslovakia is that some people have seen in the work of Jaroslav Hašek, who of course is famous for writing the Good Soldier Švejk, which is known all over the world, some people have seen Dada elements in his writing.
Yeah, I think that's right. I see that also, because Dada was, of course, not born out of nothing. And there was a big cabaret culture, there was a big satirical culture before the war, there was a big caricaturistic culture in the late 19th, second part of the 19th century that continued. And cabaret is about performance, about people getting on the stage and doing funny things and reciting crazy poems and things like that and singing. And Hašek was part of the world of the cabaret in Prague, and he prepared all sorts of performances, mystifications. He also wrote very funny things that the Dadaists would have liked, like a short story composed of sentences from a language textbook, simply like picking up these idiotic sentences like, we have tea or something like that. He was also partially involved in a magazine that's called The Animal World. It was a magazine published by a pet dealer for his clients, and in it they had funny stories about animals. And they also included funny photo montages with animals. And that is, in a way, the funny pre-Dada history of photo montage that I'm very interested in. And Hašek was definitely somehow close to it. So in Hašek, we would find really a lot.
And I mean, and subsequently, photo montage has a big history in Czechoslovakia, doesn't it?
Definitely. The photo montage is a big history in Central Europe in general and in Eastern Europe. This is something I'm preparing a relatively big book on. It is about the history of photomontage in print, meaning in printed sources like magazines, books, book covers, dust jackets, 1920s, 1930s, yeah.
Professor Jindřich Thoman, thank you very much indeed for talking to me.
My pleasure.
I'll be back with another Czech Books in a month's time.